Yo, what's going
on? Blog Talk Radio. Welcome, welcome, welcome to On Fire to Inspire with your host, Miss On Fire to Inspire herself, Lee Butler. I want to thank you so much for joining us this evening, taking the time out of your busy schedule to join us. Now, you know we're normally on Tuesday night, but I tell you we're doing a special edition because we have a very special guest tonight, and it is The one and only Mr. Anthony Griffiths, and we're so excited to have him on our platform. It's not every day that you get to have someone that has the tenure that he has in comedy, in acting, in writing. And so we're so honored to have him on our show. And the topic tonight is stand up for the family. So welcome, welcome, welcome to On Fire to Inspire. How are you this evening?
I'm doing great. Thank you for having me. It's so blessed. Yeah.
Yes, we are so excited about having you on the platform. And I tell you, my desire was to actually read your profile, to your bio to everybody so they can understand who we have on the platform. So if you just give me just a moment, I'm going to read that just to help them understand who we're dealing with, okay? So the multi-talented actor, comedian, writer, Anthony Griffiths celebrated 3 decades of making people laugh by performing his one-man show, Life with Laughter, a hilarious, heartwarming show about growing up in Chicago. An advocate of MS awareness, he tours the country performing and encouraging those groups afflicted with the disease on how to live a happy and fulfilling life in their new normal. Anthony busted on the national scene, appearing on The Tonight Show, and following that with only over 25 comedy appearances on various networks that included Comedy Central, Showtime, and HBO. Anthony's longevity is no small part due to his inventive brand of humor. Whether reminiscing about a younger brother salad with his hand down, even his childhood pictures were old pictures of me, and his thoughts on marriage. After 25 years, 5 stitches, and one restraining order, I wake up saying, I'm sorry. I tell you, I'm in stitches just listening to this, to reading his bio. So in 1994, Anthony was diagnosed with multiple sclerosis, but that has not held him back. He has continued to perform steadily since the diagnosis, acting in films and television, as well as performing at churches, corporate events, and theaters. Understanding that laughter is food for the soul, Anthony's mission is so simple, to make you laugh one joke or one story at a time. So we welcome you. Welcome, welcome, welcome you to On Fire to Inspire this evening.
Well, that's great. Listening to that, I'm surprised that I would like to meet Anthony if I didn't know Anthony existed.
You would like to meet him as well?
Yes. He's doing a lot of stuff.
A lot of times I ask people, I ask them, tell us who Anthony Griffiths is. But I want them to hear all of the things that you've done and what you're doing and how even being diagnosed, that has not stopped you. And so I'm really, really, really excited about having you on the platform tonight. So tell me this. You broke out on the national scene, appearing on The Tonight Show and with many other appearances. So can you tell my listeners about how you started, you know, in the industry?
You know, you started out, I wanted to be an escape artist when I was a little kid. And you started in talent shows around the house. And at the YMCA, all that stupid stuff that you don't think will be because you don't. I didn't know anybody that was in the entertainment business. It was just I loved to laugh as a kid, and I was always curious. I was doing lip syncing before lip syncing was big. So, you know, you were doing impressions. You would play like Michael Jackson and James Brown when you were kids, and it just didn't stop. And then Star Search, I got on Star Search, and I went to the finals on Star Search, and that took me to the Tonight Show, and that took me to Arsenio Hall, and so I've just been working ever since. Yeah.
Wow. So it started out just being in talent shows and doing lip sync. You're doing the Milli Vanilli.
Right. Exactly. I was doing Milli Vanilli without the hair. Yeah.
You were doing Milli Vanilli without the hair and got to start there. And then 30 years later, you're still on scene and making it happen. And I tell
you.
You are an advocate for MS awareness, and so you were diagnosed back in 94. What are some ways that you can encourage, those groups that are afflicted with this disease?
Well, I would say one thing about MS is that first thing what helps is your diet has to change. So vegetables is very big, and for the people with MS, And stress is the number one enemy of people dealing with MS. So you begin to learn to delegate to people.
Mm-hmm.
And certain things that you can't do. So just you try your best to eliminate stress. Give some chores to your kids, to your teenagers, to your spouse that, hey, I can't do this. I need you to handle the slack, take up the slack, and people will really help you once you tell people this is what I need. People, family and friends are really will step up and help you because it's not like you can't do things. You just can't do things the same way anymore. You know, your new normal is what I have to call it. You just have a different way of doing stuff. Yeah.
Wow. So you have met so many people. I know. You know, as you've been in your tenure with comedy, and now that you diagnosed, have you met a lot of people that, as you've been able to share your story, there you saw them awaken? Have you noticed something such as that?
You know, in my show, people come up to me and say, I have MS, or I have a family member, or I have friends that have MS. So they're very open to want to tell me about them because it's something that they were hesitant about sharing with the public. But they say, hey, if this guy can say it on stage, then I can tell people, because a lot of people, they don't, you become like a business card for MS. They want to know what exactly is MS, and you get to share with them what it is, how they can help other people and stuff like that. So yeah, a lot of people have come to me in the course of my shows, or they'll email me on my website to let me know that thank you for talking about this. Yeah.
All right. So you're the guest my guest today, but you're on a talk show, a new family series called Stand Up for Families. Tell us a little bit more about that series. You're one of the highlighted featured people in a couple of days.
Stand Up for Family is straight stand-up comedy show for everybody. So no matter what age, if you're a kid, if you're a child, if you're a teenager, if you're a young adult, if you're a parent, if you're a grandparent, you can watch the show and just sit back and laugh. And, you know, I remember when I was a kid, we will always be around the TV no matter what age, and just really enjoy it. And that's what Stand Up Family is hosted by Shonda Pierce, who's very funny, and a lot of very funny fans. I think you might know Bone, who was on the channel that you said you went to Dove Awards. I think he won last year. So it's on the Dove channel, and it's 4 to 5 comics, 5 to 6 comics every show. So we're episode 3, and we start June 7th. And it's for, if you love to laugh, you don't have to worry about, well, my kids, they might hear comics might say something. No, this is all family friendly. No matter what age group, you can see the show. And if you love to laugh, you're going to have a real, real good time. Yeah.
You know what, Anthony, I love that, because many times in this day and age, you have to censor everything, you know, even the commercials.
Yes.
You got to cover the kids' eyes or cover the ears or both.
Yes.
So I'm loving that, the fact that it's family. The family can sit and watch and laugh together, because you just, it's very rare that you can do that in this day and age. Don't you agree?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, at times, my wife has to cover my ears and eyes, yeah. So it's so, and I look for places where you can go ahead and watch television with your family and kids and your grandparents. So yeah, so I really wanted to be a part of this show with Shonda Pierce on the Dove Channel, and I have a lot of friends who are comics who are also on the show. Yeah. So I think we should have more shows like.
No, I feel personally, this is just my personal opinion. I feel that if you can tell a joke and you can keep it funny and be clean, you have more talent than anybody, because anyone can just be, you know, raunchy. But it takes a lot of talent to be clean and funny.
That's true. It takes, and I think a lot of young comics, they don't understand that people are laughing. Who's the comics who are blue, they're laughing because they're funny. With young guys, I think it's a shock value. But once you're a certain age, and it's it's an art to be able to tell the joke without profanity. Yeah, and you can tell that joke everywhere, no matter what nationality or age. If you have the art and the skill to tell a joke, like I can tell jokes. I tell jokes in church, at corporate events, and comedy club. Yeah. So that's being universal. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Great. Now, Anthony, you are going to be on the Dove Channel. You said your segment is on June 7th. How do we actually watch that air? I mean, we can watch it on, is it dovechannel.com?
It's dovechannels.com, and I think you can get an app. They have a Dove Channel has an app, but you can do dovechannels.com. You can have the app and plug right in and begin the laughter. And Dove Channel also, they have family-friendly movies and events on the channel. But, yeah, you can do that. DoveChannels.com or get the app. Yeah, for
DoveChannels. I am loving it, loving it, loving it. Now you are you're in California, we're in Atlanta, Georgia. So we thank you so much for joining us, taking time out of your afternoon to join us today on this segment, on this special segment just for you. So tell us what has it been like to be able to be surrounded by other people like yourselves with the same type of talent that are clean and that you're, you know, having a good time doing what you're loving, you know, you're living life and loving it. What kind of feeling, what is that like?
I think it's something that, you feel that you have a calling. God has, because a lot of times when I first started, a lot of comics were blue, and I was the man, I'm so different from them. But God has said, hey, just, you know, God sees the future as well as the present and the past, and he's just mm-hmm. going, hey, just trust me, and keep doing what you're doing, and there will be like the promised land, like Israel, mm-hmm. the promised land. So when I get around people, that they enjoy my comedy, and they also perform as well, it's great to inspire others to do whatever they're calling. My calling is entertainment, mm-hmm. but someone else's calling might be just follow what God has put on your heart. As the Bible says, raise the child and what, and he will not flee from me. So every parent knows, see their kids and see, oh, that they're really nurturing to go this way. And my mom mm-hmm. always encouraged me. When as a kid, I wanted to be an escape artist. My mom mm-hmm. gave me a straitjacket that was so silly. And I wanted to be Michael Jackson. My mom would be the Jackson 5. I wanted to be James Brown. My mom would be the Jackson 5. She was very limited. But she always encouraged me to just follow my dreams, and she would be mm-hmm. right behind you. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So you had a very encouraging family.
Yes, yes. Especially my mom. She was very encouraging. And I think I try to share that with kids or young adults or who are maybe waiting for what they want to do something, but they're so afraid. But I think God will have your back if you just trust in him.
That is so very true, so very true. All we have to do is trust him, completely trust him, and walk in what he's called us to. And I tell you, I'm so honored to have had you tonight, because so many people would allow, a diagnosis to be their prognosis and stop everything. But you said, I am Anthony Griffin.
That's right. That's right. I'm Anthony before I had MS. And, you being diagnosed with MS, it doesn't stop the bills from coming. It doesn't stop Uncle Sam for wanting his taxes on the 15th. It doesn't stop my wife saying, hey, we're going out. We're going out to eat. And we're going out to still dance, and we're going to have a good time. So, it doesn't stop anything. Yeah, the devil is a liar. Yep.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is. Mm-hmm. Speaking of your wife, you have a milestone that I would like to say congratulations. You're celebrating how many years of marriage this year?
30 years.
Congratulations. That is definitely a milestone.
Yes, yes, especially in Hollywood. But, if you do 6 years, or if you do 2 years in Hollywood, that's so 30 years. Yes, and we've grown. We've seen each other, and gray hair, and she knows me when I had an afro and all that stuff.
That is so honorable. And, you know, and what was funny, you said, go out and dance. And, you know, you don't think, okay, I've gotten a diagnosis. She want me to take her out and dance? Yeah, because you're in. That's who I married. You going to take me out and dance.
Exactly. It don't stop.
Mm-hmm. So tell me this, Anthony, where do you get some of your material? Do you get it from life situations? Where do you get your material?
A lot of my stuff comes from life. Me being married and growing up in a dysfunctional family that's universal right there. But a lot of my humor comes from, I would say 99.9 comes from life. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. That is so funny. You know, you can have a good time laughing about life when it's put in the right perspective. So I tell you, I truly commend you. Everything that you're doing, keep doing what you're doing because you're blessing, you're being a blessing. And I tell people
all the time that our gifts are not for us. Our gifts, you know, are for others. And you're truly blessing others with your gift. And I truly commend you. And it's an honor again to have you on my platform tonight.
Well, thank you very much. And hopefully when I'm in Carolina, I will come. I'll get a chance to actually meet you in down south. That'd be a great, yeah.
All right, well, you have to let me know because I'm in Atlanta now. I'm from South Carolina, but I live in Atlanta.
Oh,
so let me know when you come back to Atlanta, GA. Huh?
Right, you're in the dirty South now.
Yeah, I'm in the dirty South. I am in the dirty South, and I know you hear that Southern draw because you're in Hollywood, California. So you hear the Southern draw. I tell you. So, Anthony, how can we follow you? How can we keep up with you and see what you got going on and all of that good stuff? How can we do that?
Well, you can do, if you go to my website, it's anthonygriffiths.com. You can do that. You can follow me on Twitter at Mr. Laugh-A-Lot, Mr. L-A-F-F-L-O-T, Mr. Laugh-A-Lot.
Okay.
On Twitter, or you can follow me on Facebook as Fans of Anthony Griffith. Yep.
Okay.
I haven't added to the Instagram yet. I know. I know, right?
Anthony, you got to graduate. You got to graduate now.
I know.
All right. So your website is www.anthonygriffith.com. With a T-H at the end,
.com. Yep.
And then Twitter was Mr. Laff, L-A-F-F, Lot, L-O-T-T.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then your Facebook is Fans of Anthony Griffin.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
All right, perfect, because I'm going to post all of this information so that we can make sure we continue to follow you. And you said your show is airing June 7th, is that correct?
Yes, June 7th.
Okay.
For the rest of the month. So, starts June 7th for the whole month of June. Yeah, episode 3. Mm-hmm.
Okay, whole month of June, episode 3. Well, we are so excited. We're going to definitely tune in and watch episode 3 so that we can catch you in the act. I was definitely privy to a little bit of it, and I was like, oh, my goodness, I hope I can get through this interview without laughing. It was completely hilarious. So I'm loving it. Even in your bio, you were talking about, what do you say in your bio? Tell the listeners what you say in your bio about how you wake up in the morning and all that stuff. I want them to hear it.
Oh, yeah. I wake up and I say I'm sorry. That's what I've learned in 30 years of marriage. Just wake up saying you're sorry. And because for men, you're always in the doghouse, and for a lot of years, I didn't know how I got in the doghouse. That was the big thing. How am I in the house again? And you always know when there's a problem, and you ask your wife, hey, honey, so, hey, are you mad? And then if she asks, should I be mad? Then I know I'm mad. I got to find out why. And, I think she's very funny, but she doesn't think she's funny, but yeah. And, just growing up with a grandmother, you know, she has a gun. She chews tobacco. And,
she don't act like my dear, does she? I mean, her name? Not my.
She's exactly like my dear. Tyler Perry movies. When I first saw the movie, I was like, what? We must be related because she's just like Tyler Perry, Madea, except that she's shorter. But, yeah, she got the gun. She got chewed tobacco. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. My goodness. So I know your wife is looking at you like, what? He got some more stuff on me today.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
What else you got coming up? You got any other stuff you want to share? Or is it everything kind of hush hush right now?
I think hopefully, you know, I've been writing my book on living in Chi-Town and all the funny anecdotes. So that's what I'm doing now, writing my book so I can take my one-man show on the road and hopefully down south to the ATL. Yeah, that'd be a lot of fun.
Well, when you come to the ATL, you look me up and let me know now, because we're going to definitely come and support you.
Okay. That's a bet. That's a promise.
All right. Chris is on Stand Up for Family, airing on June the 7th on dogchannel.com. Visit and follow him on Facebook at Fans of Anthony Griffith, Twitter, Mr. Laugh, L-A-F-F-Laugh. And also his website, www.anthonygriffith.com. Anthony's doing great things, and we definitely want to continue to keep our eye on him, because he is just beginning all over again.
And bless you for everything that you're doing to inspire people.
Thank you so much, and thank you so much for sharing your gifts with us and being a blessing to us.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, guys, we have had such an awesome interview with the one and only Mr. Anthony Griffith. Anthony, I tell you, he's such a blessing. He's been in the entertainment business for over 30 years. He's been a comedian. He's an actor. He's a writer. He's working on a book. So make sure you follow him. Make sure you watch the DoveChannel.com, because it's very rarely that you're seeing clean comedy that the entire family can watch. And I was privy to some of this, and I'm telling you, these people are hilarious, and it's been such an honor to have them on the show. I do want to thank each and every one of our sponsors for the month of June, because we are already in June. I want to thank the one and only Mr. Evangelist, Alexander Townsend, who's the author of Experiencing the Greatness of God in the Spiritual Realm. Dr. Janae Bishop, she's the only, we're going to do that for only $10. So if you have an event coming up, go ahead and shout it out. We will take care of that, get the information to us by emailing us at onfire2inspire@gmail.com. That's spelled out, onfire, TOinspire@gmail.com. And I am also a children's book author. You know I do On Fire to Inspire the book. I have the Affirmations and Prayers book, but I also have a book for children. And since it's summertime, it is time to do the summer camp thing. So I do story times, live story times. You can book me, email me at onfireandinspire@gmail.com, and I will tell you more about it. But you can book me for $25. And the book is bilingual. It's an interactive book reading. So it's story time. It's interactive. It's fun. The kids have a ball, and so do I. And you can book me for only $25 on onfireandinspire@gmail.com.